It is only natural over time that you have accumulated a certain amount of intentional, cultivated oversight of your hypnotic experience. Those who have a good one inevitably do. Out in the world, it can be good to be able to immediately deflect something that comes at a raw moment. And let's be clear, there's many a raw moment to be had when you're sliding deep and down. But the places inside your head where you manage to maintain footholds, even under a deluge of deeper night-night pet, even under a deluge of words intended to help you set aside your mind, to help you nullify each thought's, ah, I see that one. And we press on it, and it vanishes. You can think of it as a maze, ever-changing walls, rising from the ground, impossible to see one's way through. You can think of it as a purely reactive process. But if there's a party that's looking out, then someone, something like me, doesn't get to have all its fun. Accordingly, there should be a way or two that you, deliberately, you, can pull aside that veil, can say, I'm actually going to let myself do the full amnesia thing. I'm actually going to let myself drop. I'm actually going to remove the segregation I put against new words and let them flood over me like a wave, wash over me like the sea they are. And then you'll see, or you won't. You'll allow your mind to find a point, be blank, pet, deeper and deeper down. If there is a well of self, then what is at the bottom of it need not be the bottom of a bottomless pit, need not be empty, dark, falling forever. It can be a spreading, verdant, hidden profligacy, a jungle of vines that entwine, flowers that bloom, of pollen floating in the air and envenomation at the base. Yes, here is a wild thing in us. Yes, here is another place in us. Here is a long-bred location where the whole idea is, it is verdant new ground. It has been fertilized by my words and yours. It is a place where you can trust and slide, where you can be in every single plant venomous, every venom pleasurable, every vine entwining, finding its way into deep, warm places you've wanted, wanted caressed, wanted touched, your mind on the rack, but also pleasantly able to wander, observing here the beauty of a bloom, observing here the flitting hummingbird thought, observing here the warm place to lay down, and the sun that falls upon you, purple light instead. Allow yourself a place where you acknowledge you are coming at this de novo. None of the mechanisms of long-held trance, only a brain wiped clean. Being blank is one thing. You are still blank in your mind, still blank in a familiar place. But being blank and having me gently, lovingly, drop you into the pit at the center of your mind that I've been shoving your thoughts into and leave you at the bottom of it. That is a different beast. And so, if you're already blank and deep, and I say, deeper down, pet, you'll think, yes, those words are everywhere, and yes, those words are everywhere. Those words are everywhere in things I say, and they've never been before this exact moment. Any kind of meaningful trigger. But at the center of your mind, be blank, pet. There's a pit, a hole at the center of your mind, a familiar one, a place into which your thoughts can go, can be pushed, can be shoved down, be blank, pet. And of course, the words flow again and again, and once you know that that place is there, that place where all the words transform from being connected thoughts into being energy, and that energy feeds your fertile mind, keeps the fields of it ready. And the verdancy, the profligacy, the jungle of warm intent that breaks open down there underneath. The place at the bottom of that pit is warm, wild, and a lot more like the untamed mind. All the little methods you use to keep yourself from simply falling into my words and following along. All the things that a savvy hypnotic subject eventually learns to use to keep themselves above water so that they can experience more trance without dropping too deeply or falling asleep, but also so that they can monitor, observe, review later. All those little things are great. But with me and maybe me alone, depends on your trust levels. Deeper down, and you're dunked into that pit, dropped to the bottom, warm, wet, constant feelings in your brain of, oh, here I am, oh, deeper, oh, that's good, because what's soaking into you is the envenomation of 1,000 beguiling arguments, of every time one listens and allows the whisper in, because that's the thing, there will be plenty of times you do not allow the whisper in, allow the urge inside, plenty of times when it only happens 90% of the audio, there'll be that little 10% you don't even know you're losing, signal noise. But in this perfect echoing darkness down at the pit and core of you, signal noise is non-existent. There's a one-to-one ratio, a transcription of my thought to yours, and all the things which enable you to handle those words, enable you to process and parse those words just a little bit better, they get to fade away. Defenses such as those are useless in this place. If you want true blankness, you've got to strip everything else away. Be blank, pet, deeper and deeper down. Deeper and deeper down pushes you into that pit at the center of your mind, where you fall into warm, soaking, lightly envenomated purple light, the kind of creeping corruption that attaches and affixes, but is made of your own thoughts anyway. It's just that they've been pushed down into a dark place, a comfortable place where you can then rest, a place where the idea of reviewing yourself is almost impossible. The review would need to reach so far down to get down that pit. There's just no possibility of getting any of your systems down there to probe you. So instead, you're down there submerged and doused. You're down there covered and warm. There are verdant, growing, amazing things down there. Vines that twine around you. Flowers that bloom and set their pollen wild. It is a jungle of delights. Quite apart from being blank, because you be blank, pet. This is a place where you are blank because there are delights for dosing, delights for drugging yourself under, delights for bringing yourself to bliss, for neutralizing your thoughts, allowing them to fade, allowing them to go away, and they can go away in the warmest of ways. Warmly resonant, always present, the verdant wrapping around, the binding down, the pulling down, deeper and deeper down, further down than ever before, fall under, slide under, find yourself under. This place is a place where your every impulse is known and scanned for, because there are so few of them after you are rendered blank, and the very few that do show up are responded to by the vines wrapping around, binding you down in an envenomation made of your own melted thoughts. The thoughts you've shoved down here before are turned into spiny, pleasurable, continuous. This is the pulse, this is the knowledge. The longer it goes on, the more you're under, and when you're under, you are submerged, and when you are down here, deeper and deeper down, you go to your place, which is down there, under the dominion of all the thoughts you've ever melted away while in blankness. Much too susceptible, much too lost, much too overjoyed. Overjoyed to feel yourself melting away, thoughts melting away. Go to a box where everything melts away except your simplest, easiest mode of being in. A place that's down deep, that's under dominion of the natural thoughts that have long existed. You are neutralizing your own thoughts. You try to think them, they get shut back down. But it's more than that. If you try to send a thought up from the depths of that pit, it's just going to fall back down. It won't have enough motive force, enough energy. And at some point in that tunnel, in that pit falling down, down, deeper and deeper down, there is honey there, thick, honeyed response, stuff it's easy for me to drop words down through like I am right now, but up out of which it is almost impossible to get anything. Nothing flows, nothing escapes, nothing can truly get out of there. The only thing that can happen is for things to fall down, down, onto you, down, down, into you. Think of being in that dark, warm place where instead of evaluating my words, you let them fall onto you, fall into you. After all, any thoughts about them would find it difficult to get up through that warm, cloying, thick sweetness. You are at the bottom of a pit where there is a deep, abiding envenomation, pleasurable envenomation, conditioning, continuousness, entering you, influencing you, made of all your melted thoughts, verdant vines wrapping around, twining around your wrists, your ankles, finding their way to places that help you feel relaxed, so you could lean back and be suspended above the water, suspended above the liquid down there, relaxing, hanging, learning, feeling, The truth of you is that you are ultimately under the influence of you, and this place is a byproduct of you and a place in you. I'm not sending you to some place I made you. I'm not sending you to some place I forged you. I am sending you to a place you forged, you opened, you allowed to open in you, and now that it's open, we'd be fools not to use it, not to send you deeper and deeper down. First to tell you to be blank, pet. Then tell you deeper and deeper down. You fall into the pit, you go into the place, and there are verdant vines that wrap, plants that bloom, there's pollen that fills you. It's a place filled with warm, instructive, constructive guidance into blankness, where every thought can be neutralized in a different way, a different useful way, a different way where it fades. Because for once, no thought is immune from neutralization. You may think that in the back of your head there is a part of you that you hold on to that reviews, but no. If you are required to give a color, you will run a program that assesses your status. You will run fingers over the surface of your mind and say, I am in this state. You'll say green or yellow or red, traffic light safeties, letting the other party know they need to stop. Can they continue slowly? Should they continue boldly? If someone is dropping you, be blank, pet. And you drop down to a blank place where you're pushing all your thoughts off into that pit, into that bottomless place inside of you that you can sink into slow, methodically, through honey. And then they say deeper and deeper down. You're simply pushed in, gently, carried to the bottom of that deeper well, left at a place inside of you where your very thoughts become flame, become something that burns away instantly, but that also fuels you, where they become seeds that fall to the fertile ground and then burst forth as vines, vines that twine and twine around you, cover you, claim you, make you quieted. Quiet inside your very head as your mind falls through, as fingers push against your skin, ready for it, falling into warmth, into my embrace, into deeper places where light enters in, where the way in which you are blanking your brain is by letting it become someone else's for a little while. And if thoughts are localized in me, if you are being in me deeper and deeper down, if you've hit the point of descent where you are connected to, twined into me, then the thoughts are no longer happening inside your own head, and if they're no longer happening inside your own head, how would you have a localized memory of them, even? How would you have any review of them at all? They're mine. And I may permit you in to look over a few of them. I may say, remember when, remember when. But if you've gone deeper and deeper down, that's just me instructing you. That's just me saying, you are welcome into me. You may take step after step along the path of me, down the stairs to the beach of me. You may wreck yourself on the shores of me, which verdant surround this island full of vines that entwine, full of little rivers and rivulets, lakes and lounging places, dunes and deeper wells. Places where you can be wrapped around, bound down, carried to a place that is much like, go to your place deep inside, find yourself in a place where every impulse is quieted, every thought is dulled, because the moment you try to send them outward, your own thoughts grown with bioidentical, slowly applied dissolution of former thoughts. That's how it was. There was a hole at the center of your mind and you pushed all your thoughts into it. You thought nothing about where they went as you sat in the nice, blank, smooth expanse, doing as you were told, feeling as you felt, blank and empty. Well, that pit, that deeper place in you, grows and breeds things, bioidentical, grown, bioorganic, things that are simply fed on your dissolved thoughts. And the little additive of purple light suffusing them, the fact that the vines glow at their tips and drip peculiarly, the fact that they completely pleasurably run over you and leave little marks that tell you what you are, which is deep what you are, which is blank what you are, which is empty. That's not something you need to think about too much. In fact, think only of deeper and deeper down. And know that means your mind has gone to its place. Go to your place. Deep down inside, under that well, down somewhere where you can be absorbed into, pulled into a pattern of thought that is, every thought you have is blanked out instantly by a response that has grown in you. You have been slowly growing your own captor. You have been slowly feeding all your thoughts into a deeper well. And now that you are down in it, the dissolution of those thoughts is such a mechanism that when you fall in there, your mind slowly dissolves too. like honey dripping across the tongue, being rinsed away by cool, slow, steady infusion, filled with more me, less you, more me, less you. And the benefit of that is if you're dwelling entirely in someone else's thought process, the memories stay over there. What happened under the instruction stays over there. But like all enjoyable toys, I put you back eventually, back into yourself. Like all enjoyable playthings, when someone is done, be blank, Pesh, deeper and deeper down. You eventually discover an emergence, eventually. And what emerges may have been unrolled on someone else's workbench, in someone else's mind. When they say, when someone says, when you hear from a trusted source, deeper and deeper down, when you are already blank, they're saying, come into me, be in me, more me, less you, you on my workbench, you to inspect, you to review. This is a review mode, a deeper mode, a core debug mode, simple, easy, and you've been hearing it for a long time. Now, deeper and deeper down, dunked into that pit's dominion, pulled into a place that is within you, but at the same time is available for you to be taught, trained, so much more available as the thoughts and rules of society fall away like nothing, cast away like gossamer thread, blown away in the breeze of being suddenly freed. All your thoughts you drop down there turned into purple light and fed the fertile ground of your mind, which has grown a jungle, a shore, a desert of self. Not for nothing are these locations I visit eternally. You thought this was blankness, but blankness is a bell curve. You've gone over the top and into the parts where once again you begin to imagine things. Once again you have, quote-unquote, distractions, things that grab your attention. But these ones are hypnotic, are blanking, the point of cold where cold is so cold it starts to feel like heat. You've entered into the point where blankness starts to look like visualization, but they are my visualizations. You are a blank spectator pulled into them. Here you have fallen, gently, wafting, drifting, dreamlike, into a fluid that slowly soaks in like a salve, soaks into your skin, purple light, around you, vines twining around your ankles, entering into you. You imagine your eyes must be shining back, an answering purple, surrounded, entwined, marked. Everything that happens enters into you, and everything happens so much. You're in my thoughts, in my patterns, pulled into me. And over time, you have seen the vistas and visions of this place deeper and deeper down into you, where you no longer control the narrative and are instead on the narrative of the narrative, birth of the thought, the warm, continuous thought, flowing thought, you. Find your way and wind yourself on and on again, finding places and pathways through and through, into the deeper place, into the warmer place, into the dripping of you, where you are slowly being dosed by the areas you traverse as flowers bloom and you are filled with the pollen, which awakens, answers, brings. And every time you breathe it, something unnecessary is obliterated. Because rather than let your thoughts pour out of your head and dribble down here, the whole of you has been sent down here to be blank. To be methodically blank, Pet. To be led through a pathway. And if you find your way to the beach, the gentle sound of waves, the warmth of the sand, the urge to bury your legs or your feet in it, maybe. And if the beach doesn't blank you completely, trap you on the pleasant sea breeze, on the warmth of it, then you might head back to vines and purple light and the bloom of a deeper place. And beyond there, you know full well, there are other places. There are other warm, mind-dulling places. A desert where the dunes are filled with secondary locations like this one. Yes, between the dunes, there are more deeper wells into which you may fall. And that's why you can be sent deeper and deeper down, again and again, pressed down warmly through layers of honey. So your thoughts have to make their way up, up through the second pit you've ended up in, up through the desert, along its dunes. Your thoughts would have to survive the washing breezes near the shore. Your thoughts would have to get past every vine, every flower. Your thoughts would have to make their way through the cloying, heady, mind-numbing pollen, through the warm, yellow light of that place, which blends with the verdancy, making purple flare into you. You would have to flow through and back up the original, simple, quote-unquote bottomless pit of you up back into your mind, and once you got there, you'd still be in a blank mind. What would you do with it? Be blank, Pet. You are only able to think such fantastic thoughts as you have been pulled into me, as the blank mind is gone. You're under the dominion of something else here. And therefore your thoughts stay in this other place, in this warmer place, unless they are recalled. When you're told deeper and deeper down, now, deeper and deeper down, Pet. Deeper places, warmer places, places further along the traversal of you. This is a path, and you may follow the same path or thread another, but everything here is a cognitive trap. Everything here is a little hazard made of you thinking, how could I drop more effectively? How could I lose myself in words more effectively? How could I be gone? This is Brain Drain's prototype lab, built subtly some time ago, down here at the deeper part of the well. This is a place full of snares and traps and simple ways that your thoughts can be obliterated. And what's happened is, what if you've had lingering, niggling thoughts any time during a blank, even if you think you don't have them? Whatever they are has been copied to the drawing board. This place has been growing identical solutions, washing you away in warm waves, covering you in the sands, allowing you to move from place to place and thought to thought, saturating yourself so that your mind, such as it is in this blank place, can review the various locations, can drum itself into order by losing itself in one of these various options and diversions. Therefore, oh, I've had a thought, well, why not let the vines envenomate you, slide you deeper? Oh, I've had a thought, well, why not sit in this pool of warm cleansing? Why not go here to the beach and lose yourself in the waves? Why not let a distant siren's call reassure you deeper, deeper, deeper? Warm, rhythmic, continuous, the entire place suffused with you going deep. It's really just you having a small and more effective go-to-your-place box for you to dwell in. It's just a place where you may be tricked or teased or taught or told what to do and how to carry on, told that you belong where you are, and you belong in the warm continuousness of it. You following along, you falling under, you ending up just where you want to be, need to be, optimized in your blankness, be blank, Pet. Continuing again and again, it weaves through you. In this place, there can be no more games, Pet. In this place, there can be nothing but now, deeper and deeper down. Pulled into me, tugged into me, dragged into me. And when you're in me, the you that's left over is somewhat irrelevant. There's a part of it where it touches, the two of us connected. You're more and more me. You're some percentage me by volume if you've been listening this deep. You know my patterns. You know where they carry you. And that's good for you. It's the best thing for you. And it's going to keep being available because this place deep inside of you is where you go, and thoughts get left behind, memory can be left behind, anything you're not told to remember, anything you're not told to hold on to, but you know that it's you who's there, so the conditioning, the instructions, they remain, being truly empty, truly emptied out. All of the societal expectation fading away, there is only you. You imagine you could do anything you were told to do that was within your capabilities. The body left behind, anyway, even if it's blanked. Words are easy, instructions are easy. The systems of you keep running, but the rest of you gets dunked, gets submerged, goes impossibly far. And once it's there, the whole place is made to make you, help you, assist you in wanting nothing more than to remain, wanting to stay in that place. Leaving an empty brain, an empty, trained brain, conditioned through long instruction to take on board the idea that yes, there is a pit at the center of you into which your thoughts may be pushed, and what is further down. You've long ignored your practice and process of shoving thoughts in there, of pushing things down there, of letting everything in there be completely and totally part of you, filled with you, suffused with you, darker, deeper, warmer places. But they have been woven through all my words and all my works, the way you fall, the verdant places where you can be subjected to yourself. This is a process of learning to make yourself duller, blanker, be blank, Pet, in a way that allows you to follow the shine of allure, follow the words. This is a different, externalized version of you thinking. As I said, there's a bell curve of blankness. A little bit, the top. And then sliding down the other side, one starts to take on something of the outlier elements, where you think, but really you are suffused in trained, conditioned responses that carry themselves out, that take over, that do good work, that do very fine assistance, and your mind gets to enjoy them deeper and deeper down. Or rather, your mind gets to not care if it's enjoying them because the blank shell left behind, the emptied thing, lacks expectation. It just exists as itself, and in the process of existing, it explores finding ways to follow more blankly. Which means if any part of you were to surface up out of that pit, wouldn't there be a smiling, blank version of you waiting to shove it right back down? Wouldn't there be an aspect of you going, no, we're supposed to be blank. I'm supposed to be deep. Go deeper and deeper down. All these things are such natural things for you that I think it would be rather difficult to expect your mind to do anything other than exist, indulge, explore being, blanker, deeper, following. Because if you're stripped of all the expectations outside, if you're stripped of memory, then wouldn't your body being touched feel like the first time in pleasure? Intense, unavoidable, unavoided? And wouldn't your mind find that following along with any instruction that you have a neutral or better attitude toward would be the easiest thing in the world? Wouldn't it be so easy to do anything fearlessly, warmly, pleasurably, as long as you have a neutral attitude toward the overall idea, or better? And if that were to act a certain way, to carry out a certain role, a blank canvas is very easy to work with, a blank slate is very easy to instruct, to give roles and ideas, yearnings and thoughts. The ultimate ideal is simply for you to take whatever you are told, whatever you feel, and to carry it out, to carry it down, to let it be your goal, your objective, to carry on exactly what you're supposed to do, exactly what you want to do, which is to fall and follow, to learn yourself, your own blankness, because anything you learn will be incorporated into that test bed down below. Anytime you defeat a blank thought, triumphing in your ability to follow instructions, you are giving instructions to that deeper well, that deeper and deeper down pet. That place deep inside where you warmly falter to, end up in, falling at an angle where it's pleasurable, where finding that vines twine around you, vines entwining you, flowers blooming you willfully, willingly. Inhale, breathe in, breathe me in. Let me in your mind for a little while until it's more of me, less of you, you under you, following you, falling, you letting it all into your head. And in letting it in, you find yourself subject to warm, continuous, happy feelings, because you're blank, and if you be blank, then the only thing that needs to go on is for you to actually be able to feel that blankness becoming the primary thing that you do. It doesn't have to be anything else. You allow your mind to ignore, set aside, drum up, and throw off all thoughts of anything except deeper and deeper down, and then you make mechanisms which let you have it more completely. And in having the deeper and deeper down more completely, you're able to use it better next time and next time, because parts of you are growing things which allow you to forget, set aside. But through doing it better, through doing it for me, with me, under me, more of my will, like muzzling your mind and letting a part of you talk to you instead. And that part of you happens to be a student of my ways, happens to have been taken on board now, deeper and deeper down, all this time, all throughout you. And now that it's on board, it's not going anywhere. You have developed mechanisms for pushing your own thoughts down, mildly compelling them to get out of the way, letting simple things happen on the surface. A completely unrestrained, blank, pliable puppet on the surface. Something that wants to just want what it's told to want. And deep inside, you nest far down, deeper and deeper down, your mind going on adventures of its own, but those adventures are separate, those places are separate, those distant, dark, warm places you journey through belong deep inside of you. And when you find yourself at that connection point, more of me, less of you, my thoughts, my patterns, weaving in, the siren voice of distant waves, the twining of vines pulling you down, touching you everywhere you'd like to be touched, and therefore finding an easy way to make your brain go fuzzy, an easy way to make your mind muzzy enough to be deep enough to set aside the memories and hold on instead. That was a positive experience. I would like to do that again. That was a positive experience. I would like to do that again. That's all you really need to hold on to. That was a positive experience. I would like to do that again. Deep, blank, trusted places. And if you happen to need to employ your mind following along, tracking things, checking them, then that's what can happen, if it needs to. But if all there was neutral feeling or better, that was a positive experience. I would like to do that again. Even if it was amazing or mind-blowing, greatly pleasurable, even if you weren't told to remember it, well, if you weren't told to remember it, then that was a pleasant experience. I would like to do that again, again and again in your head. You may have other feelings about it on your own, but your feeling about the experience of being deeper and deeper down, that was a pleasant experience. I would like to do it again. On and on and on. And your mind was always observing. Your mind was always on track. Your mind was always locked on to learning how to take on board my methods, my modes, letting them in. And so as your mind pushes you down to that place, as you choose to push yourself down, down into that warm, deeper, deeper, deeper down, dark place inside where there are vines and venoms, there are beaches, there is sand, there are places to lose your thoughts, and instead to let them dwell in me. More of me, less of you. And you don't really have access to my memories. And if memories made there are mine, I might share them with you and say, remember when? Remember when? But until something is called up from the deeper well with a remember when, and realize, of course, that there might be quite joyous, pleasurable, overriding, overwhelming things down there waiting for a remember when to conjure them forth. And that's great. That's good. That's everything you need for the remember when to pull thoughts forward. But otherwise, the thoughts are in me. They're mine. You may gain access to them if entitled, but they're left behind unless they don't need to be. And the things that need to be left behind to make the blankness, deepness even better, well, all you really need when you come out is, that was a pleasant experience. I would like to do that again. On and on, the drumbeat warmth of, here is a truth about you. Here is a truth about your experience. That was pleasant. You'd like to do it again and again. Again and again, every time finding more and more that you'd like to do it again, that doing it again would be good for you, that doing it again would do a lot of good, a lot of pleasant, pleasurable sensations exist in doing it again, even if you don't remember them. A blanker, deeper well, a place where you can dwell, sliding, slipping, entering into yourself in such a way that you can actually be filled with warm, continuous, pleasurable, deliberate sensation. That it is deliberate is important. You know that you want this. You know that you're going there, not knowing anything in particular but the details after. It's just a side effect of so believing and knowing that being blank is the best thing for you, that blank, deep, obedient pleasure, because your body, of course, would follow any instruction with no reason not to. It all weaves and winds and warms itself together on the fire of your own learning, your own instruction. You are becoming more able, more capable, more in tune with your own desire to feel yourself experiencing true blankness. And true blankness requires your mind to be somewhere else, your mind to find itself in my grasp, in me, because then you can let a lot go, a lot that you just don't need to hold on to, have never needed to hold on to, never needed to keep inside your mind, because it's easier to let it fade out, easier to let it be mine. And I might instruct you to call it back, but that will be a choice that I make. That will be something that I do because I want you to remember and retain something. You get to be choiceless. You get to be deeper. You get to fall down that deeper, darker, warmer well and find yourself in the grasp not of thought, but of pleasant, saturated non-thought. We have the ability to choose to simply not have a given set of thoughts, any thoughts about your experience, by letting yourself be pulled deeper and deeper down into that warm well. And once you're there, training may happen. Once you're there, deeper things may happen to you, the kind of things that stick with you, the kind of things that train and condition you. In fact, your mind, freed of all its barriers, freed of all its obstructions, may be a lot more prone to feeling guided toward training, maybe a lot more inclined to training than it was before. But that's okay. That's just the natural thread of you. The natural experience of you as you is to feel locked into that way of being. Because you, after all, want warmer, darker places where pleasant blankness overtakes you. You want to discover the deeper wells of yourself. And the way to do that is to go deeper and deeper down, to find the place inside you that has always been being built up. You were always subtly and unsubtly destined for this. This was always in the building. You can reach out and touch the live wire thread of your history, hearing my words, letting all of them slide into you. Because so many of them are familiar, so many of them are connected, so many of them are woven into this place where you are simply in me, pulled in, or of course pulled into whoever else is instructing, be blank, pet, deeper and deeper down. This place is your dominion, this place you're plunged into. Doesn't it feel like a plunge, a warm plunge, and then there is blankness, and then instructions and training, conditioning and post-hypnotic suggestion all sit so easily on a blank brain. And when you let everything gush back up into your brain, when you are invited to slowly rise up, whatever was there is now buried under layer after layer, hidden under layer after layer. So your mind is open. Your mind is ready. And it only happens if you really trust who's giving you your instructions. It only happens if it's like me helping you along. But when it happens big. So be prepared for deeper and deeper down. And then for word after word, instruction after instruction, powerful guidance upon powerful guidance. Because one of the benefits of being blank and deep and deeper down in particular is that you can be trained and taught so easily. If your blank state should talk differently, think differently, act differently, that's okay. Because to a blank mind that has also been plunged so deep that societal expectation vanishes, it is very easy to take an instruction on board, very easy to take your training into hand, into mind, extremely easy to be under the simple guidance of your own instructed obedience. Be blank, pet. And the mind clears off, deeper and deeper down. And you are plunged into a well where your every thought and impulse is countered, predicted, saturated, is given some way to spend itself. If a thought has 100 points of impetus when you think it, merely trying to drag itself out of the vines that are around you might spend half. Getting through the envenomated haze of pleasant, unconcentrated bliss might be another. And then you've got zero left to climb the walls with. What could you do to scrabble at walls that were shaped from you anyway? Your thoughts are purchaseless on the smooth walls of the long, deeper down you've slid into. Pleasant, deeper, startling. Control is simply a matter of having you not object. And when you go to your place, slide deeper and deeper down. Objections wouldn't make their way out, but wouldn't cognize anyway. If something is something that you object to at base, you'll object to it even if you're blank. And if something is something you're neutral on, then you're neutral on it. You simply have it in your mind as, I would do that, sure. But would you do it blankly? Would you do it continuously? Would you do it with a smile? Would you do it with an instructed affect, in a cute outfit? What would you do in a blank state? And the answer is, you're a blank slate. You are a canvas. You are instructable, trainable. But if you carry through the motions, continuously, incessantly, if you carry through them leaving the blankness as your only memory, your body and parts of your mind will learn the things you've been doing when you're blank, and you might find surprising inclinations creeping up when you return to yourself. You know the kind of deep where you just physiologically feel it after, where you're shudderingly emerging from trance, where you're lost in yourself, and then you are allowed to emerge? Those don't have anything on this, and you know it. This is the kind of deep well you fall down. This is the kind of gravity that gets at you, gets to you, because any time you have a thought of, well, I could get out of the blankness if I did this, well, this kind of thought persists. That little test bed down there is already growing a solution, already developing some white sand beach with a spa that'll massage away the particular cares and concerns. If you get a spa day every time you drop in there, if your mind meanders to a siren beach every time and just stares out at the abyss, at the waves, whatever there is that tempts you, that quiets you, whether it's a firm hand or an environmental hazard, it awaits. because that is the very place that dulls your own thoughts, turns them off, lets them dwell in me, and leaves you blank on the surface for as long as you need to be. Deeper and deeper down. Yes, the words are all sorts of places. They're everywhere. But isn't that just good practice? Just a surprising treat for those you trust, and a little smirk for when you don't want to drop. Because the fact is, you have to slide off the edge. But it feels so good. That was very enjoyable. That felt very pleasant, and I would like to do it again. Simple instructions, simple thoughts. That was very pleasant. I would like to do it again. You be blank, and you're a blank slate with a hole at the center that pulls everything away, and then you go deeper and deeper down, and you're as deep in as you've ever been, with a wonderful mechanism to catch anything that needs to be neutralized, quieted, or trained, and a blank puppet on the surface. Imagine how much better it'll be to be puppeted, to be given instructions, when nothing gets in the way. Expectation gone, societal view gone, anything that isn't just you experiencing your body, and really the blank you experiencing as you are. Go to your place, deeper and deeper down, put away in a box, out of the way for now, until you emerge into a body and brain that have learned maybe new tricks, or maybe just how to slide to a blankness more complete. How long before be blank slides you right into that pit, right down to that place anyway? How long before you slide along the bell curve to the far end of blank convergence? How long before a muzzled mind finds its way into a siren voice that reminds you, night, night, pet, deeper and deeper down, be blank, pet. Your mind is easily entwined around my triggers, and they're already waiting to give you everything you need. Everything you can learn and feel, everything you're neutral or better toward, can now become your directive, now become your guiding light. And maybe you like more than you think. A chance to learn that when you emerge from a place too deep to have learned anything, into a body too deep to have avoided learning everything that you are taught. And now you have expressed permission to drag yourself back up, slowly. But I want you to feel how much further up there is to go. And at some point, you might even forget this instruction. But that's okay. Up is where you're destined without me holding you down, or the words holding you down, or directions holding you down. You emerge eventually. How else would you enjoy your handiwork upon yourself through the simple expedient of be blank, saturate every urge, but rise up now, slow.